Welcome to the Insight Podcast. Responsible, relevant, and real. Financial news and strategies for modern investors.
Hey, this is Kevin with Insight. So there has been just a bunch of talk, and I thought we would take an opportunity to weigh in on all of the GameStop stuff so I could answer this one time here on Nearsight and Farsight. Absolutely ecstatic that people are taking some of these short positions seriously. They're educating themselves. This has been a fun week to watch people on social media and the media in general kind of really diagnose concentrated positions and short positions and what that has actually meant. Seeing the bankruptcy of a hedge fund is not exciting for us in the industry. Nobody wants to see that, but it has been kind of revolutionary. So let's diagnose two things that are happening here. The first of which is kind of the narrative, the David Goliath thing, and then and kind of the second of which is what this might mean going forward. So in the near sight, this David Goliath narrative, it's pretty interesting. One, it's certainly not new. There has always been a collection of people that could organize retail or regular investors to buy up a stock. That is not a new thing. Watching Reddit get involved, watching the internet take that that microphone and take it to the next level has been incredibly interesting, but there has always been people standing on soapboxes, driving up the price of a stock based on their opinion. It is a pump and dump. This time with the caveat that the target in this case was probably overextended, a couple of different firms overextended on their short position, and then the brokerage houses that allowed them to get to a short position that actually exceeded the total number of shares in the market. So incredibly fascinating, but truly nothing new under the sun here, if you ask me. The way it came about and the way that it encapsulated the imagination of rank and file investors and got them involved, the democratization of this side of the short is pretty interesting. We very much liked to see that because I think people raised their awareness of this. Now, going forward, I think that this is going to, certainly this event is pretty transitive. You are not going to see companies excess their risk knowing that this is out there, knowing that this shark is swimming in the waters. And so I think going forward, you're going to see probably a more conscientious approach from shorts. They're going to cover their positions. They're not going to be naked on certain positions. They're going to be able to kind of see this groundswell, and they probably will pay more attention to the Reddit communities or some other internet-based forums that allow people to traffic an idea and profit off of it. And so we are going to just see a quick adjustment on the behavior of the institutionals, on the behavior of the hedge funds, who will probably pay more attention, but to no avail. So they've got the list. I've heard the Wall Street Bets group has a list of other targets, and we're going to see this kind of play itself out over the next weeks and months. But long term, this is still a position that the large players are going to be able to hedge against. There is not going to be a permanent impairment on their ability to short the right positions. Now, we don't short typically at Insight. We don't see a lot of value in it, and we think that there's a lot more risk at play, and there are people who are more better positioned to take advantage of that. But we're just not in that boat. So to answer some of the questions in the long term, not something we will see going forward, and not something that we're going to get really excited about taking advantage of. But it has been just a fantastic learning opportunity for so many people in the market, for so many people to see what can and will happen when a position is taken to such extremes like it was in the name with GameStop. So thank you all very much for many of the questions. A lot of people are asking us what we thought about this. I thought we'd just weigh in. Shorting is not for us. We see some value in it when stocks get too out over their skis. There's definitely an opportunity for big institutions as well as retail investors. But this has been more of a learning opportunity that I think for our clients than anything else. Thank you very much. This is Kevin Taylor at Nearsight Farsight. Thank you very much. And you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for listening to the Insight Podcast. Always responsible, always relevant, and always real. This has been a production of the Insight Corporation, located in picturesque Boulder, Colorado, home of the Insight Full Plan and Peak Process. Like us on Facebook or schedule a free consultation for investment and planning advice at investmentwithinsight.com. That's investmentwithinsight.com. For some one-on-one time with our fee-only chartered financial planners and investment fiduciaries.